just already did it. Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, you probably heard me say this over 5,000 times. Open your Bibles to Mark 11:24. I was listening to Matt Cammon this morning. He said, now I know if you're watching this channel that you, isn't it wonderful to have this? Look at your family. Beautiful. Isn't it? He said, now if you're listening to this channel, you have heard so much preaching on faith and you're about to hear another one. That's what he said. I thought that was so good because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. All right. Mark 11:24. We're going to skip 23 right now. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Yes, Lord. What? I missed him on something. He's talking to me. Okay. I'm going to have to back up just a second because I'm going to need to obey God. He told me to tell you something. Health, not just healing. But health is the most important thing physically in the natural world that you're looking for right now. Okay? Because if you're not healthy, you can't complete your mission. Okay? You can't do what you need to do if you're not healthy. And so you want to, of course, receive your healing. And also, you want to walk in health. Now, the Lord just told me to tell you that. So whatever that means to you and God, that's something you would want to work on. I'm working on it right now. He gave me some specific things to do for my health, and I'm doing them. Yeah, and y'all want to know what one of them is? Yeah. Just for fun? Okay. So got a new treadmill. And so not having to walk up the road all the time, just walking on the treadmill. And the Lord told me to walk the Bible. So I'm walking through the Bible. And so I'm listening to the Bible. And since you're on a treadmill, you can read it while you're listening. Isn't that cool? So, I mean, I'm just, praise the Lord. Oh, Jacob, he got Laban. That was just so good. I love going back and reading those stories. Praise the Lord. But listen, ask the Lord about your health. Get your health going. Whatever it is you need to do. There's a lady that, me and Deb and Danny and I don't know, Jesse May. Some of you may listen to a lady named Barbara. She's pretty smart. Muscles don't know age.
Right.
So you can just do something with them. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So anyway, we have some goals. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, let's go back to Mark 11:24. Did I do okay, Lord? Okay, good. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So this is very familiar scripture to us. Believe you receive them. Everybody in here has heard that over and over and over and over and over. Believe you receive. We know it from the days of Charles Capps up until now. People are still saying this. From the days of Jesus, they've been saying, believe you receive. So, you know, I'm here in this auditorium with a bunch of tithers and givers.
Praise God.
I know you. I know what you do. And I believe that I should be hearing more testimonies about increase in financial blessing. I believe I should be hearing more about it. So I want to address the harvest that is left in the field today. I want to help you go ahead and get your harvest. So I'm going to help you right now in the next 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going to help you just get your harvest. You ready? Okay, so when you say, I believe I receive, you need to know what receive really means in the Hebrew. Receive in the Hebrew means take. Take it. That's not an insult to God. Take what is yours. Okay? That's the Greek translation there. Whatso things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you take them and you shall have them. The word receive there is take. You take it. All through Jesus' ministry, we see him using his words to draw his supply. He used words to draw his supply. He needed a colt to ride in on the day. Remember the day? He needed to go in. He needed a colt. So he told them, go and tell that man this. And they went and said what Jesus said. And when they said what Jesus said, the man loosed the colt and brought it to Jesus. Okay? So Jesus, in the spirit, with words, loosed the colt. Can you get that? Jesus in the spirit. You loose. Remember, God is a spirit. If you're going to work in the spirit realm, you're going to have to get in the spirit. You're going to have to flow in the spirit. Eye hath not seen, ear has not heard. Your five senses are not going to pick up what God is doing until the manifestation comes. You need to hear from and work in and with the spirit realm. Because the spirit knows all things, and you can seek out whatever you want and you could get it. Amen. So in verse 23 of Mark 11, it says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So you're going to have what you say. Now, we know that's a law of the spirit. You're going to have what you say. If you're going to blah, blah, blah all the time, you're going to have blah, blah, blah. It is just truth. Well, you know how life is. Well, no, no, no. Well, that's what you're going to have, because you can have what you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, church, put your mouth to work. Try. That word came out this morning in prayer. Try. Try. Oh, try to open your mouth. You know, you open your mouth every time you order food at the restaurant. I know. I've been to lunch with some of y'all. Y'all do. Some of y'all kind of mumble. But you could say, I love what Ron does. And what is your name? That's what he always says to the waiter or waitress. And what is your name? And then he orders his food. I like that. He doesn't go, burger, no. Cut the mustard, no. You know, okay? He's using his words, and he's using them properly to relate. Yeah. Use your words and use them properly to relate. How many of y'all appreciate Mac? Yeah. Appreciate the announcements? Yeah. Mac knows how to use his words. Yes. He knows how to. You know who else knows how to use words well? Randy. Wendy does. Wendy does. Boy, have you read his things on Facebook? So beautiful. But, you know, you can learn to articulate spiritually. And it's just real easy. Let me tell you one way to do it. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I believe I take it. I take it. You know, in the era that I was raised up in the Word of Faith, we said things that religious people didn't like. Money cometh to me now. They didn't like that, but money cameth to us. Yeah. What was happening is the preacher that taught us that was trying to drive into us how things work. The world doesn't get that. Religious people don't get that. But we need finances. Yeah. You need to be blessed. And so it went around the church for some time where we pulled the lever. That's what they called it, yeah. Pulling the lever. Money cometh to me now. And we didn't think a thing about it because we were raised that way. Now that makes religious people shudder. Like, oh my God, they're calling in money. Yes. We are. We're calling it in because we need to do this kingdom job. We need to get things done. Listen, I love Brother Copeland says. He says, money is the lowest power in the world, but it's also one of the things we need. He said, well, I just heard him say that with Christie the other day. It's just something that we have to function where we are right now. And so you need for your finances to come up. And here's the good news. They can and they will. And then you'll have enough money to give to every good work. You don't just have to spend it all on yourself. You don't have to put it in the can and sit on it. You can actually have that and do what's right with it. Amen. So, listen, you sow and tithe all the time. Most of you do. Start reaping. Start reaping. Put something on your desk or on the mirror and to remind you to take your harvest. Listen, when God answers your prayers, he answers them right when you pray them. Yes, he does. Okay? It happens right then. You're like, well, I don't see that. No, he does. He does. What you have to do is see, God authorizes us to consider the prayer answered. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to consider that it's answered. You can't just go, well, I hope I got through. You got through. You got through. And he said yes and amen. But now something has to take place. The particles that are getting together in the spirit realm have to get together and got to get to you. But what you do in the meantime is thank God that you got it. Thank God that you got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You receive that? So you wait for a while. You see the manifestation. While you're waiting, rejoice because you have the answer. Now, so how many of you take vitamins every day? Okay, looks like about half of you. Maybe, don't raise your hand on this, but maybe some of you take a pill every day, some kind of pharmaceutical drug that the doctors told you to take. How many of you drink water every day? That's good. So now, for those of you who take something every day, vitamin C, which you realize you do need to take vitamin C in some kind of form, either you're with your food or take something, let that be a point of contact right there.
Yeah.
See, I take my vitamins every day. I take D twice a week because I use a very powerful D. I take my C. I take some Bs. I take some mineral stuff. I drink one of those green drinks. Actually, it's pretty good. So I do all that stuff. But listen, did you hear what I said? I take them. So while you're taking your vitamins, take your harvest.
Amen.
Every day. So I have an empty bottle up on my shelf, and I'm just counting that as I'm taking my harvest. So I get my C out. I take a B12. I actually take some ginkgo biloba. You know, that's fun to say, ginkgo biloba. So you take that. I take that and some other stuff. It's none of y'all's business. But I take vitamins. So just go ahead and take your harvest every day. I take my harvest. Lord, I sowed. I gave. You got seed from way back. What about what we sowed into Israel? What about what you sowed into victory? What about what you sowed into the other things we've done? Amen. Praise the Lord. You've got seed out there. Whatever ministry you give to, you've got seed out there. Now take your harvest. Start taking it. But it's important that you harvest and talk about it daily. It's a daily thing. You've got to strengthen yourself in that. Because everybody's got looking for their harvest. They're looking for their harvest. You have it, but you need to take it. You need to say something every day. Praise the Lord. We're gonna receive it. Amen. So start there. Jesus, we start here today. For everyone today, in the name of Jesus, who has sown seed or is about to sow seed in this meeting, we declare a hundredfold return harvest to them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brethren. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you love our ushers? They're always on the ready. Thank you, Lord, for it. You can also give. Click via text message, BCHL, and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link, complete your gift. It'll show you what to do. That's how I do it. That's the easiest way to do it. Praise the Lord. Your pastor is a tither. Your church tithes. Your church gives. You should see the list of who we give to. It's amazing. So you've got, even through the church, you've got so much seed in the ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Joy, heavens, the word of the Lord. I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need always. But now let's talk about what you want, my dear daughter, for I'm listening. I'm listening. You have my ear. I will give you what you want. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know some of you are asking about your prophecies. We're working on getting those caught up to you. All right, let's go to Psalm 31:19. Guess what we're talking about? God is good. Part six. Like, how many parts can you do? Oh, I could go 103, 109, you know, whatever. I preached on the anointing for 50-something weeks in a meeting I used to have where people would come to a meeting that I had in San Marcos, and we loved it. We had a lot of good times with that. Miracles, we would have the power of God would come and would just get so thick in a particular area, and when people would walk into that area, boom, things would happen. So it's happening again because we're talking about God being good, so we're talking about the glory. Talking about the glory, right? And we'll build up to that in a few weeks and probably get that done around Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Psalm 31:19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear, revere, and worship you. I think this is the Amplified. Sorry, Rachel, if I didn't tell you that. Goodness, which you have wrought for those who trust and take refuge in you before the sons of men. So, like I said, we're focusing on the goodness of God. God's laid up goodness for us. We trust. We take refuge in Him. Goodness is stored up, He said. It's stored up. Now, what does that look like? Well, it looks like the best you can have. The best you can have is stored up for you. Well, you know, at this church, y'all are always talking about how good things can be. Well, this is real easy. We serve a good God. We serve a good God. Yeah, but why don't you talk about trouble and everything? Because that would be giving glory to the devil. Yeah. Yeah. The thief steals, kills, and destroys. Jesus came to give life abundant. He wants you to be blessed. That's a big, and I'm only going to take 10 seconds on this, but that's the big lie in the church of the living God, that God is causing the trouble. God is not causing the trouble. The enemy is.
That's right.
And when you get through that, when you finally get that truth, your faith will work.
Yes.
Now, so it looks like we said Wednesday, we said this, Psalm 65:11, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drop fatness. So the harvest, the fruits that come forth this year, they're the crown. You're going to be crowned with them. Now, Rosh Hashanah started Wednesday night. And so we use that scripture. We declared that this year was going to be crowned with goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what's coming. It doesn't change God.
Right.
It doesn't change us. Amen. So God is adorning this year with great harvest. Now it said thy paths drop fatness. So that's fertility, church. So he's crowning your year with harvest that need no improvement. Good stuff. You don't have to drive old broken down car held together with baling wire. You don't have to. You could actually drive something that you could wash. Praise the Lord. Moving right along. Well, that's my old work truck. Well, they get dirty too, right? Wash them. Praise the Lord. Okay. Y'all know I have to throw in some practical things. Now, so these are the fat years. Okay. And what I mean by that is that the kingdom of God is releasing health and anointing and power on the church and wealth as well. So, we are to gather. We're supposed to be gathering. We're to be, take it. So we're not fighting the battles. Jesus won the war. Jesus has already beaten Satan. We are authorized to use the authority he gave us to keep Satan down. But what he's going to do is try to come into a conversation that you're listening to, some hearsay. Never believe hearsay and never repeat it.
Amen.
Gossip needs to go.
Right.
You don't know, even if it's somebody you love who's telling you something, you don't know how that got mixed up by the time it got to you.
That's right.
You want to know why? Because the devil's a liar. Now, so we're going to gather it. And so we're not fighting the battles. We're fighting the good fight of faith, which would actually mean that you're going to have to cast down imaginations. And those imaginations, that, hey, no one is exempt, church. I'm sitting here, and when Nina was singing, I was like, boom, I'm flying, I'm saying stuff. And here came the devil, and he tried to say something to me. So I grabbed him and choked him and threw him down. But you have to. I said, shut up, get out of here.
Yeah.
He'll try to come and start something with you. Yeah. Don't let him.
Amen.
Yeah, but my feelings. Well, that's what he does, church. He influences. He only has one trick, and that is deception. And then, but he has no power. It's your power he uses. He's using you to do his work. And so you have to say no to him. You have to be big enough to say no. See, yeah, you know what he's convinced people? I didn't know we were going to go here. I'm not even off the first page, but we're going to have to go here. See, he's trying to convince people that they're having their own thoughts about that and that they're so smart. But no, he's telling you, well, I don't know why I should have to. Well, I don't know. Well, he's using it, your I, the letter I.
Yeah.
That's how he talks to you.
Uh-huh.
He makes you think it's you thinking that, but it's a thought from the enemy. You cast down every thought that tries to come up above what God has told you.
Yeah.
Corinthians, right? But if you don't cast it down, it'll start eating on you. And it'll start eating on you until you make the wrong reply to a person. And then, and you choose to do the wrong things. And then you put yourself in a hot spot. Amen. Happens to all of us. We just need to be quick on the draw. Be quick on the draw. You know, people come and go from churches because... you know, there's people that have come here and they came here offended already, because they'll tell you, well, that pastor at that last church, da, da, da. And then all of a sudden they're gone from here. And what's their excuse? Well, the pastor, da, da, da. Now notice it's a circle in their life. They keep going through the same thing over and over. Just choose not to get offended. Wipe off the touch fouls, man. You know what I mean by that? Just because you get bopped on the cord a little bit, you don't go and tackle the person and knock them out.
Boom.
Yeah, I saw Hector just hit Patty just then. Did you hear that? No, get off that touch foul. Remember this morning? Love you. We're just playing. Praise the Lord. So, you know, We're gonna take some chances now, back to this, because you got that, right? You're not going to let the devil win? He'll separate you from people. He'll separate you from the church. He'll find, well, I don't agree with that. Well, don't agree, but let's agree to not agree and go on. Amen. Okay. So we're going to gather momentum. We're going to gather people, finances, miracles, health, youth, and whatever it is you need. And we're going to use our faith to do that. Why the fat years? Why do we have the fat years? Because you're going to need all that you're going to get. You need to accumulate things for the coming time. For the coming time. Are you prophesying lean years? No, we live in Goshen. What I am saying is, if you're gathering and you're in Goshen, I'm prophesying to you that you need the fat years so that you can gather in people who are in the lean years. You can help people. I'm not going down. Well, you sure are bragging. No, I'm bragging on my God. If it were left up to me, I'm no match for the devil by myself. But I have God. He's my covenant partner. He is my Father. He is my protection. I lean totally on Him. Amen. See, if you could ever get over yourself and lean on God, you'd go way up. Don't get mad at me when I'm preaching good. All right, now... So, do you see it? You need to see it.
Yeah.
You need to see this. It's time to accumulate. It's time to it's time to get your anointing up.
Yes.
It's time to be filled with the glory of God.
Yes.
It's time to get well. Mm-hmm. It's time to have finances.
Yes.
Stop running out of money before a month.
Yeah.
Stop running out of money before a year. Yeah. Well, you can do it because you have God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm always broke. Well, there's a reason for that. You can also be always prosperous.
Amen.
But when are you going to take the responsibility for that? When are you going to? When are you going to say, I've had enough? When are you going to say, that's enough? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to find out what God is saying. I'm going to believe what God is saying. And I'm going to come into my new place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, we're like Joseph right now. We're like Joseph. We have a favor coat. And we make it through the rough spots and we take charge with our habitational authority. Okay? Make good decisions. Make good deals that set up to help others. Okay? We're going to make good decisions. Make good deals so you'll be set up. Think ahead. Move ahead. Plan ahead. We have this favor coat on. You have a favor coat. Jacob blessed Joseph with a coat of many colors, right? And Dolly got one too. But church, what did that coat mean? It's a covenant coat. And it said, I'm with you, I'll back you, and you're my favorite kid. That's what it was saying. You're like, well, that's not right for the daddy to say that. Well, you're going to have to talk it over with him when you get there to heaven. But he loved Joseph and Benjamin because they were born from the one he loved.
Yeah.
See? Now you're born from the one he loved. See? So you're wearing the coat. You're born again through his beloved son. And so you're wearing this favor coat. It's on you right now. It looks like the blessing. That's what it looks like. You're wearing favor. The spirit world will pick that up if you keep it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will.
They'll pick you. They'll cheat. Well, we had a business for a long time. Deb and I have known each other for a long time, and we were business partners in the old days. And we had that coat on from the beginning. And we started this business, and everywhere we go, they say, somebody just came in right ahead of you doing the same thing you're doing. But I don't know. We choose you. Even some of them didn't really like us. And they said, I don't know why, but we're choosing you. Mm-hmm. Favor. Church, the cream always rises to the top. Don't get so religious that you can't receive that. Because if you rise to the top, you can influence everybody else. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be about me. It's about God. But you have to look good so he looks good. I'm going to hit a grand slam. You want to watch me? Okay. I'm going to. I'm going to hit a grand. You know what a grand slam is? What's a grand slam? The bases are loaded. And you hit one that brings everybody in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit a grand slam. I wasn't being braggy when that happened to me. I just started telling everybody I knew. I told Bud first, I'm going to hit a grand slam tonight. He said, well, all right, I'm coming to the game then. He usually didn't come to the games, but he did. And then I saw Hugh and I said, hey, Hugh, I'm going to hit a grand slam tonight. Well, then I'm coming to the game tonight. Hugh's from East Texas, so he talked like Jesse. Got that sweet accent. And then so I saw my sissy. She's actually on the team. I said, I'm going to hit a grand slam tonight. Okay. All right. Then let's do it. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's hit a grand slam. Let's do it. So all these people showed up, and there I am. And I said, well, you know, I'm just going to do it. And I got up there, and I hit a grand slam. And it went out there. And those sissy girls on that other team were just going, trying to catch the ball, you know. They were all great people. We all had a lot of fun together. But so then after that, I hit a triple. And after that, I hit a double. And I became the pinch hitter. So, but I hit a home run. Why? Because I said it. We're going to hit a grand slam. We're going to hit a grand slam. You're going to hit a grand slam. You're going to win. You're going to run the bases. Everybody's going to get in because of you, and you're going to win the game. I think we won 2 games that year. That's all. And it was because of those hits. Amen. So, you know, I did my part. What can I say? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But here's the thing. God will do his part. God will do his part. He's doing this. I'm going to hit another grand slam, but I'm not going to play softball. I'm going to hit a grand slam in the spirit. Amen. I am. Praise the Lord. You believe me? So put your favor coat on, because favor flows. Favor flows. Favor is a big deal when it comes to the goodness of God. It's a big deal. Favor's working behind the scenes. Joseph couldn't see anything beside prison walls. He's in prison, but favor's working. Amen. Amen. Something was happening. He couldn't see it. Favor was working. Favor was flowing. Amen. So it'll change an old situation. Come on, I just gave somebody a prophetic word right there. Favor will change an old situation. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you for that, Lord. I just want you to think about that for just a minute. Favor's flowing right now. Receive or take favor afresh again right now. Everybody, take your favor fresh again right now. Just take it. Just take it. You're going to wear a grand slam coat of favor out of here today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fresh coat of favor. Favor will accelerate your destiny in life. Things that may have been taking years to develop in the past are just now going to only take a short time. Take it. Take that. Short time. Take it. Take it right now, because you're seasoned with God's favor. Amen. Favor brings ease. The days that came hard now will be easier. Like, well, I don't know if that's true. These are hard days. Well, life can be easier for you. You can walk through things. Well, you know, we have to have some trouble. No, you don't. No, you don't. You can be helping other and problem solving for other people. Amen. Do you realize that because of the favor of God, your whole world could change by the time you went to bed tonight? Yeah. What would that look like? Yeah. You could get a call. You could get a call on your cell phone on the way out of here. Yeah, you could. You could call. Yeah. Have y'all seen the Geek Girl? The little show, The Geek Girl? We watched an episode of it, and everybody hates her at school. But then they come along, and they somehow she gets in this place with a friend, and they pick her to be a model. And so in 10 minutes, she went out and fell down the walkway, and someone saw her and loved her, and she became the model. And she fell off the runway. That's the favor of God. It's silly. I know it's you probably don't want to waste your time, but I mean, it's clean, but it's silly. But, it's amazing. You could just be there and someone could say, well, who's that? Amen. Well, what about them? Happens to you all the time? Amen. Happens to me all the time. Let's pick them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. It can happen to you. Amen. Move on up from the east side. Move on up from Tank Town. That's where we all were. Amen. It happened to Joseph. Pit, prison. Well, pit, Potiphar, prison. Palace, silk pillow, and servant. Everything changed. Now, living in the palace was good, but what he was doing in the palace was what was best. He's saving the world, church. He saved the world. He was saving the world. He had to get in an influential place. Don't knock living in the palace, because it puts you in an influential place. Don't knock living good. It puts you in an influential place. Last time I checked, people aren't listening that much to the wisdom of street people. God loves them. We need to minister to them. God is good, but some of them may have some wisdom and they'll come out. I declare they all come out. But people that have influence are the ones who've listened to God, followed his leading, done what was right. And there's some self-made people that are miserable. I don't want to be in that category. But in the God-made category, you can be a great influence. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so favor is a big deal, church. It's a big deal. You activate it by confessing it. I'm favored. I am just favored. Now, one other aspect of this living in the goodness of God, which we're going to attack here in just a second as we come down the home stretch, is very important. What you are grateful for will multiply. Whatever you're grateful for will multiply. So gratefulness is a big part of this because you know where your coat came from. You know who's given you your success. You know why someone will walk up to you and say, that was a great word. That was great. Or that was a great song. Or you did a great job on that. And you can say, thank you very much. And then you give the glory to God. And you don't have to get all religious and go, oh, brother. It wasn't me. It was the Lord God of the universe. You don't have to do that. Just say thank you. And then, or I always say this, isn't the Holy Spirit good? Yeah. I just say that and give him the glory casually. Uh-huh. And I go home, and if I get compliments on preaching or whatever, when I'm going home or when I get home, I'll say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to do that. And thank you that you made it turn out all right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, but he gets the glory. And he's not sharing that glory. Amen. So, gratefulness. Now, one of the major ways that you are going to be able to download all that the kingdom realm has for you and to live in the glory is basically going to be this simple. And I just said it. Live in it. Just go ahead and live in it. And I'm going to give you 7 ways to live in the glory, in the goodness of God as we're going to close here. 7 ways to live in the goodness of God. Number 1, see God as 100% good. Oh, give, this is a 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Thank God for he is good. Now, what are we doing right there? He is good. Just like he is love, he is good. It's not like they played that song good. Not like that. I mean, good is still good, but he totally, that's who him is. I have to use bad English to get that across. Forgive me, English teacher. Him, that's who him is. That he, I am, is good. He good all the time. All the time he's good. And so you make that, and we've talked about this before, and you know I'm being redundant. I am on purpose because you cannot get off this anchor. The anchor is he's good. Yes. He didn't cause it. The 3 causes of trouble in life are, and you know them, 1, you make a bad decision. 2, someone around you makes a bad decision. 3, you live in a dark world. Yeah. That's why stuff happens. It's one of those. There's an answer to all of those. A lot of it has to do with forgiveness. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We don't have time to go there. But 1, see God as 100% good. He isn't mostly good. He's good all the time. It's who he is. He can't help but be good. Even in his severity and in his judgment, he's good. And so you just need to know how to filter that and learn that. But to keep believers, and I'm just barely going to touch on this because we've already had a dose of this, to keep believers from believing and receiving the goodness of God bestowed on them, the devil works overtime. He works overtime to convince people that God is behind all the calamities on the earth. God did that. Well, God must be teaching me something. Well, God's teaching me patience. Well, you might need to get that Bible out and read it some more. Because that's not what it says. That's what people said about God because they didn't want to own up that they were having faith failures. Well, have you had faith failures? Many. But that's not what I'm striving for. I've had many faith successes too. In fact, you need to start counting and looking at those. I was doing that last night. I was laying in my bed thinking, God did this, and 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 God did this. And I particularly have a house faith.
Yeah.
I have a house anointing. There's two things that really work well that's an anointing on my life. And forgive me, I don't mean to talk about myself, but God through me. And one of them is, if you want a house and I'll be your two, you'll get it. The other thing is babies. If you're believing for a baby and I believe with you, I'll lay hands on you. And then, you know, you got to do the other stuff. But you'll have your baby.
Yeah.
It's just something God's always used me. And kind of like Marilyn Hickey, tumors with her. It was always tumors and bumps. That people have certain areas that they flow well in. Another thing that seems to work for me really good is debt freedom.
Yeah.
Debt freedom. So you're in a good house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take it. Take it. Believe you, receive it. Praise the Lord. So, and you have those kind of giftings on you. Now, so to live in the goodness of God, you push away every past religious tradition that you've heard. Defy your own doubts and believe that God is good. Number two, understand His goodness is a promise. His goodness is a promise. You will be blessed. Deuteronomy 28:3. It might be difficult to see that God is good all the time because people change. And if you look at people and you compare God to people, you know, people can be really good and they can be really mean. Yeah. Oh, they're so sweet and all of a sudden they're mean. And so, but don't compare God to them. God is not a man and He's not a liar. People will lie. They'll boldface lie to your face. God is not a liar. He said He was good. He's good. He said He would keep the covenant. He's keeping it. So if something's going wrong, it's not on His side. It's on your side. Amen. We have a covenant with Him, and that covenant is an unbreakable promise. Then it's bestowed on every part of the blessing. And all you have to do is get in it and follow the path. Obey the path with God. Amen. And when you understand that His goodness is a promise, then you won't question it.
Right.
I don't question the goodness of God.
Amen.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Amen.
Do lies try to come up that look like He's not? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But He's good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, number three, become an ambassador of His goodness. Become an ambassador of His goodness. The scripture says, therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 5:20. You know, God never intended for us to just hoard the goodness to ourselves. We're called to go into all the world, to shine the light that's within us. That's why we're talking about being influential. Be a witness of the goodness. When I hit that home run, that was a witness of God. Living in a debt-free house is a witness to the Lord of His goodness. Having debt-free vehicles is a witness to God. Sleeping in a good bed is a witness to God.
Yeah.
Being picked for certain things, that's a witness to God.
Mm-hmm.
We pick you, we do the whatever. Praise the Lord. You know, the old phrase I used to tell you, I never play the lottery, but one time I won it by getting a house that I believed for. And then the man said, you won the lottery. Praise the Lord. But, I don't know how God shines on the lottery. I don't think very good because He doesn't like for anybody to lose.
Yeah.
So, but the truth is, God is good and He has ways to bless you.
Yeah.
And He absolutely has a way for you to bless other people. You
yeah.
can become that ambassador. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So He's ready and able to do those things through us. See, He'll do it through you. Do you get this urge sometimes that you really want to help something?
Yeah.
And see, if you have enough favor, you can get help to help. And if you have enough prosperity, you can help. I mean, doesn't your heart just long to even just send, you can send $5 to help the people in North Carolina.
Yeah.
By the way, you can just go to KCM.org or go to the Give Text KCM and write relief. And you can send $5 out there, or $20 or $1,000, whatever you wanted to send to North Carolina and be a part of their restoration. Sow a seed for restoration and you'll get restoration. Thank you, Lord. And so, because I know you've heard that supposedly FEMA is out of money. So we have to help. The church has to do it. Praise the Lord. So, but we can be those ambassadors of his goodness. Amen. So now one of the things about being ambassador is you have to start paying attention to his leadings. Don't try to figure it out on, just pay attention to his leadings. He needs for us to be the ambassadors of the goodness. The more we do, the more people we're going to see that we're going to have, back up. The more people are going to see that God is good. Yeah. They'll see it. When they see the goodness on you, they're going, what? They always win. Yeah. It's great. Number four, expect his goodness to manifest. I'm still thinking about that emu. That's a really good picture, isn't it? All right. Expect the... Well, we're not talking about hurting the emu. We're talking about hurting the devil.
Exactly.
The emu, Jesus loved the emu. Praise the Lord. We're not going to talk about animals today. Well, maybe we will. Number four, expect his goodness to manifest. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where we need to get to. Do you remember something I said to you a few minutes ago? That by the time you go to bed tonight, something in your life could change.
Yeah.
Expect it. Expect it.
Yeah.
What do we say about Cherie right now? She's expecting. And it's going to be delivered. Is that right? He is. He's going to be delivered. He's going to be delivered. Expect favor to show up for you. Well, nothing good ever happens to me. Y'all get all the blessing. Well, stop that. If you need money to pay bills and you're up all night panicking, stressing, crying, why? How would you feel if your children who are under your care in your home where you've always fed them and you've always clothed them and you've always blessed them come running in panicked whether they were going to get to eat tomorrow? How would you feel about that? Kids usually don't do that, do they? No, because they expect that you are going to take care of it. I mean, I renew just how to get into Jesse's purse a while ago. Jesse gives me a mint every Sunday morning. She wasn't here. She has a mintistry. And so, Irie's right there, you know, second in command. And, I was teasing Irie, but Irie knew hey, just how to get into that purse. I bet she knew what the money was and the cards and everything. I tell you, I knew where my mother's money was. And my mother would walk by me and say, you just think we're made out of money. But God is. And so my mother let me get in her purse and get whatever I needed, you know. And so God does too. You can get in his purse. Amen. You're blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It belongs to you. Expect it. Expect. You're insulting God if you don't expect him to take care of your needs. Don't insult God. He has a reputation too. And it's far better than any of ours. Expect his goodness to manifest in your life. I will do that, Lord. Okay. I'll get ready for that. Yeah. The Lord's talking to me. You got to get your faith up to boiling point. You got to get it up to overflow. And that's how you begin to live in the goodness of God. This is how you're going to see an outpouring of victory. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. Now, number five, call on his goodness. Call on it. I will call upon the Lord. Psalm 18:3. When you're expecting the goodness of God to manifest, you're actively calling on his goodness. Say something. Try to open your mouth and talk. You know, it's so funny that we're people that talk all of the time. And yet, we can go on and on and talk. We never run out of anything to talk about. We read a whole book yesterday and we're talking and talking and talking about the words of our mouth and the book. We're going down the road and we always read a book, you know. And so there's plenty to say. But why don't we just say what we really need to? Why do we want to stand there while everybody else is praying? I don't get that. Why don't we actually go, okay, I'm going to say something. You don't want to know why we don't? Because the devil's shutting your trap.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and it's pride. Okay. Now, so, praise the Lord. Boiling point. All right. And we're calling upon his goodness. So what are you calling on? His promises. Lord, you said. Lord, he likes that. Lord, you said. You know, when the kid runs up to you, you said we could go to... You said we could go to Baskin Robbins today. You said, and you're like, I did. Let's go. Well, that's how he is. Lord, you said, you said, you said. I started praying for a horse when I was 9 years old. Now, we had horses, but they weren't mine. They belonged to my brother. And so, I mean, we had like Flame on the show we watched, a little bitty colt running up on our porch, kind of like your little babies that you have now. Just pretty little thing, but I didn't have one. And I just kept telling the Lord, just barely knew how to do this. I wasn't even a faith person. And I was just like, I just know, Lord, you're going to give me a horse. I just know you will give me a horse. I mean, I rode the ladder in the backyard, you know, galloped on it and, You know, all that kind of stuff. My daddy worked out in the shop, and so I was always out there. I made a swing and made it like a horse, and everything was horse, horse, horse. And lo and behold, when I was a freshman in high school, somebody gave me a horse.
Praise God.
And I was in the wind from then on, going to the rodeos, doing all those things. God came through. But I know it was because I know he will. You said, Lord, you said... You would heal my body. You said that you would give me the desires of my heart. You said you would put me with the right people. You said you would do this. You said you would. You said you would be a help in a time of need. You said that if I said I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I commit to him, you'd do it. You'd do it. You would keep it. You would keep it. You'd keep my body. You would keep me. You would keep this church. You would keep whatever it is, your children. God will keep them.
Amen.
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 You said, Lord, you said, the scripture says you were wounded for my transgressions. Amen. Number six, step out of the way. Anyone who intends to come to me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Mark 8:34-35. Guys, I think they're trying to call y'all to leave. It's been going on for some minutes now. So I think they're trying to ask y'all to come out. All right. So the goodness of God is the great overcomer of the curse. Did y'all get that? The great overcomer of the curse. The curse is anything that causes darkness in our lives, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, addiction, strife, loneliness, anything like that, all of that darkness, right? Okay, that's the curse. You live in the blessing. You're wearing the coat. You're living in the goodness. The David said, if I hadn't seen the goodness of the Lord, I'd have died. But he saw in the land of the living, he saw the goodness. I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I see it. Okay. Look for it. Come here. Look for it. I see the goodness of the Lord on Bo's face. I see it on Bo's face. I see the goodness of the Lord when Annie... Toby, sweet Annie, my little dog, jumps up and looks in my face. I see the goodness of the Lord. I see the goodness of the Lord. This morning I opened my blinds. Now, I will say this. I have plantation shutters. That is the goodness of the Lord. And so I opened those shutters. And when I looked outside, the morning had just come. And in my heart I went, oh. That's the goodness of God. That's the goodness of God. Amen. Start looking for it. Go eat at Ollie's. That's the goodness of God. See, over here, all these people know. Praise the Lord. Butter is the goodness of God. Not margarine. That's plastic. Stop eating that. Eat butter. Well, margarine's a lot cheaper. Well, quit being cheap. Eat butter. You'll live a whole lot longer. It's the goodness of God. Amen. I don't know where I am on this. Praise the Lord. Butter, I guess. Don't eat too much, but you'll be all right. So, as long as you're in fear or doubt or worry or unbelief, you're in the way. Get out of the way. As long as you're in unforgiveness and you're mad and you're this and you're that and you're pouting, you're in the way. Get out of the way. If you're worried, you're in the way. I just don't know what we're going to do. Get out of the way. Here you go, Lord. Here's the situation. You take it. I'm not doing it. You take it. Now, you may have some things to say in the situation that God will give you. Speak wisely. Wise people have something to say. Fools just want to say something. Yeah, there you go. Okay, I think Plato said that. Somebody different that we wouldn't expect. Okay, so faith in his goodness makes a way for healing in your body, your mind, emotions. It clears the path. All right, number 7, have peace in the goodness of God. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind. It'll guard your heart. Let it guard your heart. So the goodness of God doesn't fall on your lap in the exact minute sometimes that you want it to. But it's always there. It's always operating in your life. But sometimes, listen, sometimes the reason why you're not having it is because God's working on getting something out of the way. Having said that, I'm not saying he's causing trouble to get it out of the way. He's trying to get you to forgive. He's trying to get you to see that you have a jam log. He's trying to get you that there's a rejection situation. He's trying to get you that maybe you hate somebody. He's trying, or maybe you're in the rejection syndrome. Why you may live in false guilt. He's got to get that out of the way. Maybe you're just, you know, you don't think you're worthy. Things like that. God has to get those things out of the way so he can get through to you. See, but it's there. You need to get into peace about this. You have the goodness of God on your life. And so, when you're arrived at a place of peace, which you'll also be being patient there, you're going to know that the manifestation is close at hand. And dead men aren't offended. You reckon yourself dead to your flesh and alive to God. Put Christ in the center. Get self out of the center. What about me? What about me? What about me? Well, I'm so this. I'm so torn up in life. I love to present to everyone how I'm so grieved in life. Well, if you're going to do that, then that's what you're going to have. Get your mind off yourself. Get Christ in the center. Talk about him. Put that out there, and you're going to draw what you want. Church, everybody gets into self stuff. I'm not trying to pick on you, but I feel like that this is a time where we need to be firm about this stuff so you won't fall down in a ditch and stay in it. Come on out. Come on out. Life is not all about you. It's about Jesus. But the thing about Jesus is with Jesus, it's all about you. But let him be the one that says it's all about you. Not you be the one that says it's all about you. That was pretty technical there, but we did get it out. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. You're going to have the manifestation. See, God is 100% good. Understand his goodness is a promise. Become an ambassador of his goodness. Expect his goodness to manifest. Call on his goodness. Step out of the way. Have peace in the goodness of God. Now that you know the seven things to live in the goodness of God, take them and run with them. Don't hesitate. Just do this. Why waste another minute of your life staying in the same place? Go ahead and move forward. Just start saying that. I'm moving forward. Just get an attitude. I'm moving forward in the name of Jesus. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm going to influence people. I'm going to help some people. I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to help myself by letting Jesus do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We give you glory. You show me how to do that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who came up here and sowed this? I was unaware. Okay, you two come up here, please. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Lord just gave me some instruction about when we got halfway through this. So don't run me down here, okay? I said I would be your two. And the Lord told me to use my faith for you. So the first 15 people that can get up here, I'll be your two. All right. Now, if we run out, y'all can come next week. I'll be you too, but I just got to handle these, okay? So, I'm going to hit a grand slam. So, I'm going to tell you something right now. 15 people, don't mess with me. If I'm going to put my faith out there, I better not hear you say one word against what we're about to agree with. I know I'm acting like a mama right now, but I'm not going to put my faith with somebody who's going to step back and weak out on me. Okay. Now, you're going to have to tell me what you want. And then after this, I need you to write it down and give it to me after church so that I can pray for it. We're going to believe we receive, we have it. And if any of you are not in God's will, I'll tell you what I mean by the Bible. I'm not going to judge whether anything else. What I mean is if you come up in here and say, I need you to kill my mother-in-law, that's not going to be what God's going to do. But I'm going to put my faith with you. I've been using my faith for a long time. So I'm going to expect and be your two, and you are going to see the manifestation. But when we pray right now, God is going to answer right now, and he's going to say yes, and you're going to have it right now, and you're going to behave yourself as if it's already done. Okay?
Amen.
We'll start down here. I'm going to turn off my microphone so everybody doesn't know what you want. So you guys pray out there. We'll get this done and then we'll go, okay? God is good. The power. Now, look, I'm not playing games, y'all. If God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. But I'm not making up cute things to do. You got to trust me on that. He started bugging me about it halfway. Excuse me, Lord, I don't mean bugging me. He started leading me about that halfway through the thing. Won't you be there too? Won't you be there too? So I expect 15 people to have a testimony. So put your faith out there. You may not see it drop in your lap by tonight, but it's already in your spirit. You've already got it, and it's already going. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. You think you got that exactly centered? I saw you working on it. You sure you got that exactly? Ooh, the joy of the Lord. God is good. Watch what he'll do. Watch what he'll do. Watch what he'll do. And I'm going to remind you, try to open your mouth and say something. Go ahead and do it. You know, when the Lord told me to walk, I was like, walking, you know, often like as exercise. I walk all the time. I walk miles every day doing stuff. But as an exercise, I was like, okay. But did you know, once you make that decision, it's the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing. Get on it and go. Amen. He'll even find the right treadmill for the right price.
That's right.
Amen. See, John loves my treadmill because it has a fan on it. I think he went home and told Rachel, Pastor's treadmill has a fan on it. Did he, Rachel? It's good, too. It blows right in your face so you can breathe. No, I'm kidding. And it's got incline on it because Deb liked to run uphill. I'm out flat. I'll get there. Praise the Lord. All right. Father, we thank you. We thank you that it's done. We thank you for all the debt freedoms and the babies and the everything that was wanted in this room in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for the favor for everyone. Thank you for favor. Thank you that they're wearing the coat of favor. Thank you that they want what you want, Lord, that they want what you want. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. Love you all. Y'all be blessed. See the leaders at 5:00. Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to ask you to be my two after church.
Praise the Lord. You're listening to the Holy Ghost. Request.